Good morning. It's Friday going on here, December 19th. We're at three below, but starting to clear off. Kind of looks like the sun wants to peek out, which is definitely good. I've got my own little ray of sunshine in here. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services, who refuses to eat croom caca with me. This wonderful lady just brought me in this nice Christmas tree. She got croom caca. So I'm digging into this.
Well, I thought you wanted to enjoy it yourself.
It's Christmas.
It's
time to.
Time for giving.
It's time for sharing.
I understand.
Well, good morning. Good to have you in here on our last report in 2025. Because
is it really?
Yeah, I'm taking a powder here. I'm leaving for 2 weeks and off on a little holiday vacation.
My gosh, yeah, it'll be January 2nd.
I know, right?
Wow.
And then we can talk, and we can talk about the new year.
Yeah.
But you got some news.
Yes, new news, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we talked about it briefly last week and the week before that, that our mass communication system, Code Red, was being decommissioned based on the cyber incident that Code Red had worldwide. And we signed a new contract with a new vendor. It's called Rave Solutions. It's a company underneath Motorola. And we are working diligently to get that up and rolling. We hope to have it up and rolling so everyone can start registering before Christmas. So we're fingers crossed. Things keep moving in the right direction with that. But we will be sending out some information on Facebook and a few other ways so that you can get yourself registered for that so we all can be back on a system.
But you still have some backups set up in the meantime. I remember you talked about that, and it wasn't quite what you wanted, but it would do, right?
Well, it's definitely not what we wanted,
right.
And it'll kind of do.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, until we get that system up and fully operational, you got to be checking our Facebook page. That's our main source of information that we're going to be sending out is through the Sheriff's Office Facebook page or the Wilkin County Emergency Management Facebook page. We do have ways to issue those wireless emergency alerts, but understand that we have to go through the state of Minnesota to do that right now because we don't have a system that will allow us to do that. So then there's going to be a delay on that. So make sure that if we're having a weather incident or you hear rumblings of, you know, some sort of incident happening around, be checking the Facebook pages for more information on that. We try to get things up on the website, but again, there's a delay on that as well. So just make sure that you are being diligent about trying to receive those warnings and the methods that we have for you right now. But again, we will send out that information as far as how you can register for that new system as soon as we get that up and rolling, hopefully next week.
All right.
So, yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yep, fingers crossed. I'm really excited about it. It should be a good system. It's going to be pretty similar to when we had Code Red, but that system, again, is called Rave. So when you start seeing that information.
That's what it's all about.
Yep, it is legitimate. It is from Wilkin County. And remember, this only applies to Wilkin County residents. It was our system that was decommissioned. So if you're a Wilkin County resident, just be on the lookout for that information as we start to send it out.
And that was a worldwide problem. I mean, it wasn't just here.
Yep, it wasn't just here. It affected 40-some counties within the state of Minnesota that were subscribers, plus all those other counties and private businesses and entities around the world that were subscribers to Code Red.
Okay.
So it was not just us. This was a global issue that we unfortunately were impacted by, and we're having to find a solution to not be impacted by it anymore.
All right. Hey, I got to ask. I'm asking everybody that comes in here, too. 2025, you know, it's our time to reflect and look back. Emergency services, good year for you guys, kind of, you know, big changes, big things coming up for 2026. What can you tell us?
You know, I think 25 was a good year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it was a quiet year because it never is, because we did have a fairly significant amount of severe weather that came through over the summer, including that derecho that just kind of skirted our area but still caused some tree damage and stuff in the northern end of the county. We didn't have any significant flooding through 25, which was great.
Had more smoke, though.
Yeah. Oh,
had more Canadian
here.
Smoke, yeah.
Yep. But again, that's not our problem.
I know.
Yeah,
but we deal with it.
We deal with it, but it wasn't an incident that we could manage ourselves
here.
It was
no
just one of those
that.
Ones we had to live with. But moving into 26, you know, I'm really excited for this new mass communication system.
Good. That's a good way to start.
Yep. And that's going to be our priority moving in moving forward is to get that up and rolling and to become more familiar with it so that we can be on that great system of having a mass communication system again.
You know, I got to switch gears. Every time I look at you, it's like, thanks to Brianna, I'm purple by proxy. What's going on with the Vikings? Because I lost interest. I'll be honest, I was a Fairweather fan this year. Bad Fairweather fan. Bad Bill. What's going on with them?
Well,
catch me up.
I mean, they seem to be in a good stride right now.
Shh. Keep that quiet.
You know what? It really doesn't matter. It's not like we're a contender. We're out of the running for the playoffs.
I know.
That doesn't matter. Now it's kind of like, let's just finish out this season on the right foot. It took a long time for all those injuries to come back. So, I mean, you got most of the players back again. McCarthy seems to be doing okay. He's found his groove. But I will be honest with you. I did not watch the entire game on Sunday.
Oh, good. Then it's not just me.
Well, no, I was sick. Come on. I had to go to bed.
Well, no, I didn't know how much you wanted to disclose, but you have it.
Well, and I'm sorry, they played at 7, didn't they? I don't even know. It was such a fever dream over the weekend. I think they were the late game, if I recall correctly, and I never survived those late games.
I know
it
you
doesn't
don't.
Matter, sick or not, I never survived those ones. It's just too late for me. But I mean, they pulled off a win, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
As I recall,
Like I said, I kind of lost track. But again, fun year to be a Viking fan because, you know, I mean, if they're not in it, if you don't, you know, your expectations aren't super high.
Right.
Let's talk scouts. We always talk Vikings, then we talk scouts because you're a scout mom.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, those Boy Scouts have their Christmas party this weekend.
All right.
It is so hard to believe that Christmas is next week.
I know. I was saying this morning, I think of the 4th of July. I'm still back in summer mode. And I'm thinking the 4th of July was like last week or a couple of weeks ago.
I know. Well, the adage is true. Once you get to the 4th of July, all you have to do is blink and it's Christmas. Well, and that's what it felt like.
Yeah. And here we are.
And here we are at Christmas. So, but yeah, the scouts have just settled into their winter routine where they're working on merit badges and projects. The Cubs will go to winter camp later in the spring, January, February, somewhere in there. And I'm not sure what those boys' plans are yet for the older kids because they make their own plans.
I know.
In terms of what they do. So so we'll have to see. But they have their Christmas party, and I know they're always excited about that. So.
One last thing, recycling. Was a good year recycling-wise? It's always great having you in here in April when we're talking things there. But, I mean, overall, good year for that?
Yeah, overall, I think it was a good year. Our volumes were up a little bit compared to last year, which is always good to see. But it's so cyclical, too, where, you know, one year this product we won't collect as much, but the next year suddenly, you know, that's gone up significantly, but something else is down. Recycling markets as a whole are not the best. In fact, they're pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, but we're still able to send that stuff off so it can be given a second life, and that's what counts. But yeah, overall, things are good. I appreciate everyone's patience as far as getting the recycling bins emptied throughout the county. We had some staffing changes over the summer, and we're still working through some of the particulars as far as licensing and getting those bins emptied on a regular basis as far as regular rotation. So I do appreciate everybody's patience on that one. If you noticed that the Amoco bin was missing for a couple days, it is back. It was set back this morning. We were able to get that out there. And the weather has just been not in our favor either.
Oh.
That semi that we have does not like the ice and the wind. Similar to most semis, they don't like the ice and the wind.
Yeah.
So getting to some of those smaller communities to get those bins swapped out has been a little bit difficult. Mm-hmm. But we're hoping to get everybody back on track next week. So,
Brianna Koval, Merry Christmas to you and the fam.
Yes, thank you.
Happy New Year. I look forward to our conversations in 2026. It's going to be a good one.
Absolutely. See you in January.
All right. Take care. It's 9:15 here, Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight.